I had mentioned this on the air a few weeks ago that we've seen the changes in the building, a lot of team first signs and less emphasis on players as individuals and more as players collectively as a team. Not that that wasn't a focus in the past, but it just seems to be an added focus this offseason. You were one of the players that I said, I think if anyone fits in really well from what I have seen in my short time here, I think it'd be Chris Myers, because I know you don't like to be photographed by yourself. You don't like to be on the cover of the Game Day magazine. And you were kind of an anomaly in that sense, but it seems like that's sort of where we're trending with this. Did you find that when you talked to Coach O'Brien?
Yeah, and that's kind of why I liked it a little bit more, because like you said, I'm not a huge media guy per se in season. I like to stick to playing and doing what I do. Like you say, I'm in and out of the locker room.
You jet. You're the first one out, because this is actually the first time I've interviewed you, and it's not for lack of trying. You're out of there before the media even makes it into the locker room.
Yeah, once the meetings and football is over, I'm not a big media hound. I want to get home, get with my kids and my wife, and be able to have some family time and lay it down for a little bit. But, you know, in the offseason, I don't mind doing it, but my focus is fully on football when it hits season time.
So when you talk to Coach O'Brien, do you feel like you conveyed that to him? Do you think he already knew that about you coming in?
I think he's done his research on each individual player, and I think obviously that's still an ongoing process, and he's evolving with every single player. But until we start getting going here in April and seeing the coaches on a daily basis, getting in the weight room with Coach Fitzgerald and getting on the field and conditioning, I think it's going to be an ongoing process, learning how each guy operates and meshing with each coach. So.
What do you think of your position coach, Paul Dunn? I know you are limited in what you can talk about. What are your impressions of him so far?
Yeah, obviously we haven't talked any football yet, but I had to sit down with him and got to know him a little bit, and he's got to know me, and I've seen him a couple times since. Great track record with the offensive lineman that he's coached in the past. So I'm anxious to see how we're able to all mesh with him. He coached McClure down there in Atlanta, and he was kind of in the same position that I am when he got down to Atlanta in 2008. And, McClure ended up playing another 4 or 5 years and at a really high level. So I'm anxious to see how we're able to work together and, build this chemistry on the offensive line.
What excites you most about this new coaching staff?
I just think the potential. I think it's a really well put together coaching staff, offensively and defensively, as well as special teams. And I think that the veteran group on this team is real anxious to be able to get going again, and kind of obviously we put last year behind us already. And I think that fresh start is just kind of reviving for everybody and giving that fresh feeling. I think it's really exciting to be able to be in the building right now. And I think everyone can feel it. And we're just anxious to get going.